Hello guys, welcome to Wellness in the Multiverse, the official real one. If you're really following me online, you may have seen that I did a podcast episode like 2 weeks ago or something like that, and it's no longer available. The reason why is that I was only testing the lighting, so I tried some things back and forth. Now I've just opened all the lights and I'll fix everything in post. That's kind of how I want to do it. This window still has to be fixed. The other reason why I decided to delete the other one is because I screwed up with the audio. The audio was just like peaking all the way through. Hopefully this one's good. Fingers crossed. Who knows? Maybe I'm doing that for no reason. Nonetheless, here we are in the studio. And here's what I wanted to talk about today. I did some like work. Crazy, right? I got prepared. I don't know. New studio, new me, all of that. The reason why I wanted to kind of get ready for it, it's only bullet points. I'm not that ready. It's not like I'm a pro. I don't know. The reason why is because as of now, kind of, I mean, at the point of that video uploading, it's going to be 18 years of me working out. It means I have officially worked out for half of my life. I have spent half of my life working out. Just to say that is scary. So I started working out at 18 years old, and I will be 36 in a matter of days. On November 2nd, I'm going to turn 36 years old. And 18 years of living without workout from 0 to 18, which I was active anyway, and then 18 to now, workout has been part of my life. And I think, I mean, I can speak from experience now. Half of my life. So as of November 3rd, and this is crazy, more than half of my life will have been spent with me working out. And it's a bit insane to think about. Nonetheless, pretty cool. So this is a bit why I wanted to get ready. The initial reason of why I started to work out, there's a bunch of like podcasts and content I've done over the years of talking about that. But the initial reason of why this all happened is because I felt unconfident. I was very small. I was always the smallest guy. I was very active, played hockey. I'm Canadian, you know, played hockey, was very active, but I was always one of the smallest ones, right? You know those guys, they're 16 and they look like they're adult and they have their adult bodies, you know, just like massive. Well, I was playing against these guys and they were in my teams and I wasn't that guy. I'm 36 and please, I feel like I look a bit younger. If you thought I was 40, don't write that in the comment. Anyway, I've always kind of looked a bit younger, smaller. Was that in my head? I don't know. Nonetheless, it was that. So this is kind of the why I got into working out. I went into a gym, started to do all of what I had to do, and then developed some muscles and got bigger and got better and all of that. And now here I am, 180 something pounds, 78 as of last night, but I'm going to go on the bulk, so 80 something. I started working out, I was 135 pounds. My goal was to gain muscle. And here's why I'm qualified to tell you what I've learned in my process of gaining muscle, in my process of fitness, in my process of building a business with all of that. Yeah, here we go. So first thing first, and very important guys, don't listen to others' limitation. What I mean by that is simple. People will put their limitations on you. And I have heard that over and over and over again. I've heard that in me trying to get better, bigger, faster, stronger, in me trying to build a business, in me leaving a high-paying job to go on my own, opening a gym, closing a gym, opening a new office, going online, not going online, you know, all these things at every step of the way, I've heard other people's limitation projected on to me. When I started working out, again, I was 135 pounds, right? I think I gained initially like 5 pounds. And obviously, my first thought was, I'm going to go to the gym. So when I started to tell people I'm going to go to the gym, what I've heard here is, well, you won't make it. Everyone pays for nothing, you know? You probably won't. You'll probably go for a week or two, 3 weeks, and then you'll stop. And I was like, maybe. I guess I need to see that for myself, experience that for myself. Let's figure that out, right? So I went. And I have a whole business around that. And I've been doing that for 18 years. So first, I'm very happy that I did go. Was that, you know, from the get-go, 5 days a week, gaining muscle and everything? Absolutely not. I found ways to create a lifestyle around it, make it into my schedule. And turns out it worked. So that first limitation that I heard was that one of the people who did not succeed in going to the gym, right? And their limitation was, you're not gonna do it. And I was like, watch me. Let's figure that out. Then I started gaining muscles. I was 135 and then 140 and then 141 because it's very, you know, it's a long process. 41.5, 42. Anyway, all. And I just started to gain muscle, and at 140 pounds, you know, I was still small, you know, but I gained 5-ish pounds on my initial, you know, where I started. So people started to tell me like, oh, that's good. You're good like that. That's fine. Don't go bigger than that. You look weird. You don't want to be a bodybuilder. Well, thanks, but I'll figure that out when I'm too big for myself. You know, that was the other kind of limitation. It was a different one. It was not like you're not going to succeed, you're not going to do it. It was more of a, we don't want to see you being that big or too big or being a bodybuilder or, you know, having your traps up to your ears. Don't listen to that. You know, when you tell someone, here's my goal, you know, whatever they say next, if it's not, that's awesome, is based on their limitation and on what they either achieved or couldn't achieve, so on and so forth, right? So don't listen to that. Find a goal, go for it. It doesn't matter what other people say. They'll just try and stop you. And once you start succeeding, they're still trying to stop you. So it doesn't matter. When I started being a coach and being a trainer, I've heard, are you sure you can live out of that? Is there not like a thousand, hundreds of thousands, millions of trainers? I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll find a way, you know? And fortunately I did, found a way. I'm very glad that I don't tend to listen to people, I guess. Right. So that was the first one. Second one, you need to be okay with looking fluffy during winter to gain muscles. I'll be talking about gaining muscles for the remaining of that minute. When you try to gain muscle, you need to be in a calorie surplus. It doesn't mean that you cannot gain muscle in a calorie deficit when you're trying to lose weight. You're still going to gain some of it, but it's easier when your deficit is not that high, and it's easier if you have a surplus in calories for recovery, energy, all of that. And the bigger you are, the, you know, stronger you get. So once you're bigger, you're stronger, you lift more weights, you gain more muscles because you lift more weights, you have more energy, everything is better. And then you start to, you know, plateau at that point, and then you're gonna lean out. It's a whole process. We'll go over that if you ever start a program with me. But the thing is, at some point, you're gonna look fluffy. You're gonna be like, oh my God, I don't like this and I don't like that and I don't really like how I look. Doesn't matter. You know, we know how to lose weight. Gaining muscle is very hard. let's focus on that first. And then we'll get on, all right, you don't like how you look that much now, but we gained a bunch of muscles. Let's just lean out, maintain muscle mass, and then you'll be back to your leaner days, but heavier, stronger than where you were. So you need to be okay with that. You need to not look too much at, you know, the scale and, you know, the little imperfections that you see in the mirror of like, oh, I hate that part, I hate that part. It doesn't matter. We know how to lose weight. That's not the point. The point is, if you want to gain muscle, you need to go for it. You know, you can stay in a slight calorie increase to don't go too fast and too overboard. Or you can have a very high calorie increase and go overboard, right? There's a million ways to do that. The one I prefer doing is the one where my calorie is slightly higher than what I need, gets me to 0.5, from 0.5 to a pound a week-ish. Then when I start to hate how I look, I don't, you know, already go back down. I stay where I am. I hate it. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'll have a t-shirt on, you know, that doesn't matter. And then I stay there, I gain muscle, I gain strength, and then I lean out for summer. And every year that allows me to gain about a pound a year. I know it's not insane. I've been doing that for way too long now. If you're only getting going, you're gonna get more than that. But for me, since I'm me and I've been working out forever, this is about what I can do. A pound, sometimes two, if I'm lucky, in a year, and I went all out. Diets don't work. That's number three. When I say diets don't work, it's tricky. Well, it's not. Diets don't work. The thing is, I don't know why, but when we say to people that we eat clean, people tend to think that we're on a diet. No, I eat clean. Eating a pizza is what's not normal. Having McDonald's and burgers every day, that's not normal. Eating clean is not a diet. It's eating clean. So I hate diets because they tend to have us like very too centered on I need to be exact and perfect, right? So I prefer to look at it as, let me learn what I need to do for myself. That works. And for me, I have cheat meals. I have cheat days. I do whatever I want, kind of, at this point. But whatever I want is from Monday to Friday to be like very on point or as much as possible, right? Friday night, sometimes have the pizza. Saturday morning, I'll have pancakes, yes, they are protein pancake. It doesn't matter. It's still pancakes, but they're packed with protein and good stuff. There's ways to enjoy it anyway. And then weekends, I'm gonna be a little less perfect, right? And then I restart on weekdays. But when I say less perfect, I don't mean go all out, do whatever. Just have what I want from time to time, right? I'm still gonna have my protein. I'm still gonna have my calories intake at a normal point, but I might have chips. You know, I might go for a restaurant or something. So for me, that's what works. It's finding where I need to put my limits. And my limits are that I can be almost perfect on weekdays. The weekends, I need some leeway. I need some room, right? And then I just got to restart. It's very dangerous when I say that, because people can take that as, I can do whatever I want on weekends. That's awesome. No, because you can screw up a bunch of stuff. If you're not able to restart, right, you know, on Monday morning and be perfect again, and the weekends are like 80 to 90% of what you did on the weekdays, it's not zero and 100. It has to be, you know, 180. When I go crazy, I go 80% of... When I go crazy, you think I'm on a diet, you know? It's just how it is. So find what works for you, but it's not a diet. So don't go on keto, paleo, whatever, you know? Find carbs aren't the enemy. Fat is not the enemy. You need protein. You need calories. You need all of those good stuff. You know, all the macros. You need all of them. Have all of them. Make sense of it. Look what works for you and just keep that. You know, consistency will have you go longer than diets, no diet. Diets, no diet, right? So macros are good. Look at your macros. Look at your calories. If a pizza fits in your macros on Friday night, have at it. You'll be fine. Yeah. So yeah, don't do a diet. Find what works. Oh, the other one. Yeah, the other one is kind of similar. Learn your process and numbers. What I mean by that is that those macros and calories. I know what I have to do to gain muscle, gain weight, lose weight, maintain weight, all of that. I know all of it. You know, 3,200 calories with, you know, 180-ish. Well, usually I'm more like 220 when I'm at 3,200 calories, but 220 grams of protein will have me gain about a pound a week, 2,300 calories. 180 to 200 grams of protein will have me lose a pound a week, and 2,800 calories will have me maintain my weight. And I know exactly what to do in terms of my workout to account for all of this. I'm tired. Know your numbers. If you have no idea what's going on, how can you expect to gain, lean, all of that, right? We're looking at that when I see a client. This is kind of what we're looking for. What happens when you do X? Great. We have a data, we have something to look at. Now, if we adjust that value and that value, it should give us exactly that result. Did that work? Yes, awesome. No, something went wrong. What did you do? And then we repeat the process. Learn your numbers. Not every workouts are perfect. So stop. Look, I mean, yes, we need progress. We need overload. We need all of that. And we do want to progress from one workout to the other, from one week to the next, and month to month, we need that. There's months where I go without progress. Months. It's okay. It's okay. The thing is, don't overstress yourself on these things. It's okay. It's okay if you woke up this morning, you went to the gym, you did your best, but your best was not as good as last time. It's okay. You'll survive that. Because if you keep at it, if you don't stop because that happened and you get to the gym the next time, turns out maybe the next time will be a crazy nice workout. It made all the difference, you know? But you're not going to progress every single workout. Every single workout won't be perfect. You just need to stay at it, keep at it. And if a workout is not good, okay, next. Have a good day, focus on recovery, eat better, drink more water, go to bed early. And the next day, try again. It went better, awesome. Repeat what you did the previous day. Eat better, sleep better, manage stress, and then so on and so forth. But forget about every workout being perfect. Forget about every month being perfect. Don't overstress these ideas. Just do what you can. Now, this one, I like it. You can be boring. It's fine. It's okay. So, I'm boring. Crazy, right? My brother thinks I'm boring. Most people will think I'm boring. One of the reasons why is that I don't drink. I don't party. I don't really go out. I work out, I have fun while I work out. This is most of my life. This is most of what I do. I like the business. I like creating the content like this. I like comic books, these kind of stuff, you know. And I know I'm boring. If I go on vacation and it's like a whole inclusive with alcohol and everything, chances are I'm going to have one or two drinks in a whole week. It's fine. So if you're at a party, you drink water, you have a tea, Who cares? If someone looks at you and you're like, you're boring. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll live longer than you. And I guess, you know, I'll lift heavier than you. And I guess that tomorrow morning, when you're all wasted on the floor, puking and feeling like crap, I'll be at the gym, you know, and I'll be enjoying a meal and I'll be going on adventures and activities and everything while everyone is just like wasted. Look at your friend being wasted. Don't do that. And be boring, because it's okay. It's fine. Let's stop trying to be, you know, very like, I don't know. Let's just stop trying to be what we're not. If you could be very, very awesome, congratulations, that's great. But if you're not, I see people, this is because of Instagram, and, you know, I have friends that will never post anything online unless they're on vacation or drinking. Or doing an activity, right? So basically, it's like everyone's life is boring, guys. And what they show you is the fun part. And then you're like, oh my God, his life is so fun. He's in Italy drinking wine, getting wasted on a party. Sure, the rest of the week is feeling like crap and nothing is working, right? He's not gonna show that. He's not going to show that. So be boring. It's okay. It's fine. Let's move past trying to be the popular kid. I'm not the popular kid. Don't think I've ever been. I'm fine with that. I know I'm boring. I like being boring. It's okay. I like my workouts. I like my routine. I like my stuff. You know, just let's learn to do that. Build a lifestyle on your own terms. You. I'm talking to you. I hope some people are listening. God damn. Can you imagine trying to talk to you and there's no you? If there's one you, hi. Thanks for being here. Nonetheless, build a lifestyle that works for you. So whenever some clients, new clients, old clients, whoever, usually new, comes to me, we look at their schedule and their lifestyle. When can't you work out? When can you work out? How can we manage that in your schedule, not mine? So some people will get on a first call and be like, all right, do I need to work out 6 days a week and when? Chill. What will work? 3, 4, 5? Does 6 really work? If it does, we'll fit that. If it doesn't, we need to adjust, right? Not everyone needs my, I'm not trying to build my schedule for other people. We're trying to look at your lifestyle. How do you eat? What do you do? What's your activity? What's your rest? How can we optimize all of this so that you can succeed? And it's not like, here's what I do that you should do. That would work, but don't forget, I'm boring. Maybe that's not what you want. And maybe your lifestyle is more around also being fun from time to time. Just saying. Forget about, yes, that one. I know you probably finished my phrase. I hope you did. Maybe that was just me. Forget about motivation. Forget about motivation. Let's forget about, thank you. Need I say more? I feel like this is the main thing. I'm not motivated. I need motivation. Forget about that. Don't be. If you build a lifestyle in your own terms and you learn to be boring and you embrace the boringness of like working out and that lifestyle works for you, you don't need motivation. If you're completely wasted on a Sunday morning because you drank too much on Saturday and you ate like crap on Friday and you didn't care about anything during the week, you will need motivation to get going because you're wasted. But if none of that happened, you're good. You just wake up with energy. You'll just be like, I have nothing to do. Not much. It's 7 a.m. on a Sunday. I know, right? It's 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Might as well go to the gym. Do I want to go to the gym? I don't mind it. Am I like highly motivated? No. But you know, it's part of my lifestyle. This is what I do. Sunday, 7-ish, whatever. I'm going to the gym. I don't debate with myself when I get to my workouts. It's my workouts. It's on my schedule. It's what I do. So, yeah, that part. Very important. Let's repeat after me. Forget about motivation. Yay. Forget about that. Recovery is most of your gains. This one, I wish I knew when I was younger. But again, when I was younger, I didn't care too much for recovery because I was recovering faster. Now that I'm getting older, recovery is harder. So don't forget about recovery. If you work out very intensely and a lot, your recovery needs to be on par with what you're doing. So it's very important, guys. If you work out once a week, forget about what I'm saying. But if you work out like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, it's great. But remember that recovery needs to be as efficient as your workouts and even more. Your gains are built in recovery. Put that on a t-shirt. Work on your mindset as much as your body. That's my last one, because it's been a minute. I don't even know if anyone's still here. Work on your mindset as much as your body. And I think this is one that is and will be forever ongoing for me, for sure. Trying to match my mindset to my body. Make sure that it's solid. Make sure that you don't care about what others say. Make sure that, you know, you're doing your work, that you're focused on, you know, be selfish a bit. Learn to be selfish a bit, you know. Be selfish in that health factor way. Someone wants to go out, wants to party. Be selfish. No, I don't want to do that. You know, that's not me. I'm working out tomorrow. It's boring. Yeah, I know. Who cares? But yeah. Work on that mindset, work on meditation, work on how you feel inside so that it can, you know, so basically what people see and the body that you now have, like that fit, healthy body that you now have, is not only an exterior aspect of you, but also the inside is as strong, open-minded, all of these, like, unshakable, put any word that matters here. Like, put a lion. Imagine a lion. Motivation. All of that. Yeah, your mindset needs to be strong, but also has to be worked on. So, let's start on that. Hope that anything in there was making sense. I'm turning 36. Barely, you know. This is crazy. I don't think I'm going to survive that. 28 was my age, if you ask me. 28 was awesome. I was so fit. So full of life. And now here I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm still happy with where I am, what I'm doing. And hopefully, you know, you can learn a thing or two watching these things, listening to these things. Those are just some simple things that life and fitness taught me over the years. So when you are listening to this, most likely I'm about to go on vacation. And next time you see me, I'll have a nice tan. That's amazing. So I'll see you soon, guys. Thanks. And good luck with all of that. If you need the help, you know, call me. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about how I can help you make fitness a sustainable lifestyle, you can reach out to me on any social media platform at Joe Gagne Trainer. Thanks again. Till next time.